That was the Ridgeland Dutchman with Jolly Lumberjack Polka. It is 7 o'clock, and it is now time for the Dick Putz Show with Randy Rothstein. Take it away, Randy.
Good evening, everyone. It's the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putz Show tonight brought to you by Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe, the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, the Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, the Woodshop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Happily's Bar of Richmond, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Quirky's Bar of Richmond, Black Financial of Avon, Westside Liquor in Waite Park, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, bringing us the Dick Putz Show tonight, along with Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center and Long Prairie, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning of Richmond, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, and Lumbering Doll, Woken and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon, and Albany. All right, we're going to get into the Dick Putz Show tonight here on KASM. I'll bring you a County Line League scores and highlights, and then I have a couple exhibition games I want to go over, too, with you here in our first segment of the Dick Putz Show. Regal was at Atwater today, and on Sunday afternoon, Regal defeats Atwater 13-7. 13 runs, 12 hits, 1 error for Regal, 7 runs, 8 hits, 9 errors for Atwater. Brandon Wadle starts on the mound, relieved by Connor Roloff in the first. He gets the win. Will Roguski in the eighth, and the catcher Derek Dangerud. For Atwater today, David Kingery starts, taking the loss, relieved by Kobe Holtz in the sixth, Josh Kingery in the eighth, and the catcher Logan Stroman. Some hitting highlights for Regal today: Luke Knutson, 2-for-6. Bennett Schultz was 3-for-5. Jordan Beyer, 2-for-6. And Grant Paprath had a couple hits, too, for Regal this afternoon. For Atwater, Josh Kingery was 2-for-5. Josh with a double and a solo home run in the first. Jordan Olson had a home run. And Regal defeats Atwater today 13-7. Had an exhibition game on Friday night where El Rosa went over to Regal, playing under the lights on Friday night. And El Rosa defeated Regal Friday night 4-0. 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors for El Rosa. No runs, 4 hits, and no errors for Regal. On the mound for El Rosa on Friday night, Riley Meyer starts, relieved by Wyatt Stephenson in the sixth, and the catcher was Blaine Fisher. For Regal on Friday night, Gabe Roman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Brandon Carlson in the seventh, Jordan Wozmik in the ninth, and the catchers were Derek Dingerud and Will Roguski. Some hitting highlights for El Rosa Friday night: Jackson Peter, 2-for-4. He had 2 doubles. Gavin Campson was 2-for-4, and Kevin Kiefler with a double. For Regal, Bennett Schultz, 2-for-4. So final on Friday night had El Rosa defeating Regal by a score of 4-0. And I thank Dean for getting me these results from Sartell and the 17th annual Omen Invitational held this weekend in Sartell and St. Stephen. The Sartell Muskies take that title 5-0 with the win over Forest Lake, beating the Brewers behind a complete game from Carson Gross. The Muskies also had wins over the weekend, 5-0. They defeated St. Stephen with John Schumer throwing a two-hitter, and the semifinal win over Princeton by a score of 11-2 with Adam Winker winning that ball game. So the 17th annual Omen Invitational held this weekend in Sartell and St. Stephen. And the bench coach, Booner Llewellyn, named the tourney's MVP. All right, that'll do it for our first segment of the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, let's go over to the Victory League after these messages.
A Central Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany. KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2. KASM Albany 107.7 FM. Streaming online at MyChasm.com. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council Studios. Powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putz Show, aired on KASM, a longtime popular part of baseball in central Minnesota. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at the Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Talk to Paul Oberding, Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, or Jim Camphankel. They are all available to help you with your farm, auto, home, health, and business needs. Give us a call, 320-987-3223. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. After the game, stop in for a cold refreshment, and if you need something to eat, the grill is on. Offering a menu of appetizers, salads and seafood, burgers, sandwiches, homemade pizzas, chicken wings, beverages, and a kids menu. Good eating, good company, and cold refreshments when you stop in at El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa. Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors has been framing your world since 1958 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech Windows and Doors for your building or remodeling. Are you confident that your investments will provide you with enough cash flow for retirement? Do you have an old 401k you are not sure what to do with? Black Financial Services will answer all your questions and help you pursue your financial goals and dreams with one-on-one attention and personalized financial options. Call 320-356-9031 to schedule a free consultation. Securities and investments advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Black Financial Services is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services. Black Financial Services is located at 110 Avon Avenue North in Avon, Minnesota. Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996, they are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
All right, let's go over to the Victory League tonight. On Saturday in the Victory League, it was St. Matthias at St. Wendell, and St. Wendell defeats St. Matthias by a score of 7-4. 7 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for St. Wendell, 4 runs, 5 hits, 5 errors for St. Matthias. Austin Dickman on the mound, he picks up the win. Ronaldo Ramos comes in the 8th inning for St. Wendell. For St. Matthias, it was Hunter Wicklund starting, taking the loss relief by Logan Jones in the 8th inning. Hitting highlights for St. Wendell, Tanner Reese, 2-for-4 with a double. Brandon Dickman, 2-for-4. He had 3 RBIs, and Will Ethan had a double for St. Wendell. For St. Matthias, Hunter Wicklund was 2-for-4. A final on Saturday, St. Wendell 7, St. Matthias 4. Also on Saturday, Freeport was at Aiken, and Aiken defeats Freeport on Saturday by a score of 7-5. 7 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Aiken. 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Freeport. Some hitting highlights. I don't have any pitching information on that ball game. Hitting highlights had Aiken's Nolan Dotzler was 3-for-4, and Landon Jansen 3-for-4 in that ball game. For Freeport, Nate Mettenberg was 2-for-5, and Ivor Pepke was 3-for-4 for the Freeport Black Sox. So a final on Saturday had Freeport losing to Aiken by a score of 7-5. On Sunday in the Victory League, Aiken at Avon this afternoon, and Avon defeats Aiken by a score of 3-2. Three runs, nine hits, two errors for Avon. Two runs, nine hits, one error for Aiken. Elian Mosqueda will go the distance. Picking up the win for Avon today is catcher Carter Holthaus. For Aiken, Zach Enstrom starts taking, actually, he starts relieved by Nathan Enstrom in the sixth inning. He will take the loss, and the catcher was Landon Jansen. Hitting highlights for Avon today, Ryan Jansen, 4-for-5 with a double, and Jack Tyson had two hits for the Lakers. For Aiken this afternoon, Zach Enstrom was 2-for-4, John Blanchett was 2-for-3, and Hunter Hills with a double. A final this afternoon from Avon, it was Avon 3 and Aiken 2. Other games today in the Victory League, St. Matthias at Opole this afternoon, and Opole defeats St. Matthias by a score of 6-0. Six runs, 12 hits, no error for Opole. No runs, four hits, two errors for St. Matthias. Isaiah Folsom pitches the complete game today for Opole, striking out 10. Connor Knettle starts taking the loss, relieved by Alex Guggenberg in the sixth inning. Hitting highlights for Opole this afternoon, Tate Lang was 3-for-4 with a double. Max Posch, 2-for-4 with a triple. Alex Lang was 2-for-5. For St. Matthias today, Zach Hull was 2-for-4 with a double, and Alex Guggenberg doubled for St. Matthias. As today, Opole defeats St. Matthias by a score of 6-0. Royalton at Uppsala today. And Royalton defeats Uppsala by a score of 5-3. Five runs, seven hits, one error for Royalton. Three runs, six hits, five errors for Uppsala. Zach Leopold on the mound will start. He'll get the win, relieved by Brady Yurchik in the seventh inning for Royalton. Nick Freeler starts for Uppsala today, taking the loss, relieved by C.J. Clear in the fourth inning. Hitting highlights for Royalton this afternoon, Ryan Snyder was 2-for-3, Joe Guida and Grayson Suska each doubled for Royalton. For Uppsala, Bryce Bienick was 2-for-4 with a double, Justin Cheon, Brady Walensky, Matt Swanson, and Cole Clear all singled. A final this afternoon, Royalton 5, Uppsala 3. Buckman at Sobieski today, and Buckman defeats Sobieski by a score of 6-0. Six runs, eight hits, no errors for Buckman. No runs, six hits, five errors for Sobieski. Matt Tuckus will get the complete game victory for Buckman this afternoon. For Sobieski, Jake Capon starts, taking the loss, relieved by Matt Phillippe in the fourth, Colin Ekman in the eighth. Hitting highlights for Buckman today, Aaron Weber, 2-for-4 with a triple. Bo Thoma had a solo home run in the fourth inning. For Sobieski today, Colin Cray was 2-for-3, and Matt Baer had a double. A final this afternoon from Sobieski, it was Buckman 6 and Sobieski nothing. Nisswa at St. Stephen today, and Nisswa defeats St. Stephen in a nail-biter here, 5-4. Five runs, eight hits, one error for Nisswa. Four runs, five hits, no errors for St. Stephen. Carter Dock starts the ball game for Nisswa today. We'll pick up the win. Nick Ackerman in the sixth inning for Nisswa. St. Stephen, Zach Motschke starts, relieved by Joel Tuhuski in the fifth. He takes the loss. Reed Lunzer in the seventh inning for St. Stephen. Hitting highlights for Nisswa today, Sam Peterson was 2-for-3 with two doubles. Nate Deshane, 2-for-4. And Chris Peterson was 2-for-2. And for St. Stephen, we had Jake Shalanka and Jack Greenland all had doubles. So a final today from St. Stephen, Nisswa 5, St. Stephen 4. Fort Ripley in Freeport this afternoon, and Fort Ripley defeats Freeport by a score of 9-2. Nine runs, 10 hits, no errors for Fort Ripley. Two runs, three hits, four errors for Freeport. On the mound for Fort Ripley today, Adam Jensen starts. Relieved, or actually he'll get the win, relieved by Matthew Connor O'Neill in the ninth inning. And for Freeport, Ivor Papke starts and takes the loss, relieved by Carter Neuenschwander in the seventh inning, Cam Knutson in the ninth inning. Hitting highlights for Fort Ripley today, Adam Jensen, 3-for-5 with a triple, or with three RBIs. Jack Schaefer was 2-for-5 with a double, and Josh Hiricki had a double. For Freeport, Ike Sawyer and Carter Neuenschwander and Ben Mettenberg all singled. A final this afternoon from Freeport, it was Fort Ripley 9 and Freeport 2. That's going to take a look at the scores and highlights from the Victory League. When we come back, we'll look at Central Valley League right after these messages.
Hi, this is Paul, and we all look forward to annual traditions. Every spring, farmers return to their fields to raise crops for another season, and baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable growing season, and at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank all the farmers for believing in the co-op model. It's never too late to do a custom farm plan or to have a discussion with Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the growing season. Look us up online at PainesvilleCoop.com, and to all area amateur baseball teams, have a great season from the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
When it comes to building new or remodeling old, your stop is at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. Stop in and bring your ideas and plan with their experts to make your building project come true. They offer computerized drafting estimates for all your windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more. It's all available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They have been serving the area for over 100 years, and they thank you for your business. Wishing the best to all the area teams.
Looking for a better work-life balance?
Want a rewarding career with a steady paycheck?
Looking to be home every night?
Come work for a family-owned business who truly cares for every employee. I'm Wendy Gilk.
And I'm James Gilk with Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and AC in Richmond.
We're hiring HVAC installers, so whether you have a lot or a little experience and have good trade skills,
you better get Gilk. Come join our growing team.
Apply today. Visit GilkPlumbing.com, a Ream Pro partner.
Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and AC.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Coco, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Butch Show forever and ever.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show here on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Central Valley League tonight and on Saturday in the Central Valley League. Pearl Lake at St. Nick, and Pearl Lake defeats St. Nick by a score of 11-10. Nolan Notch on the mound for Pearl Lake, gives way to Justin Kunkel in the eighth. He'll get the win. And for St. Nick, Derek Keekley starts, taking the loss, relieved by Caden Braun in the fifth, Dylan Roush in the eighth, and the catcher Matt Kuschel. Hitting highlights for Pearl Lake on Saturday, Alex Lenzmeyer had two hits, Luke Schmidt with two hits, and for St. Nick, Matt Kuschel with two hits, and Tanner Anderson with two hits. So a final on Saturday had Pearl Lake defeating St. Nick 11-10. On Sunday in the Central Valley League, Pearl Lake at Eden Valley, and this one goes 10 with Eden Valley getting a walk-off hit. in the bottom of the 10th inning to defeat Pearl Lake 9-8. 9 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors for Eden Valley. 8 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Pearl Lake. Jackson Geislinger starts on the mound for Eden Valley, gives way to Sam Nisler in the 5th, Morley in the 7th, Austin Berg in the 7th, and Austin Schlungen in the 10th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Sam Nisler. For Pearl Lake, Chance Berger starts, relieved by Blake Kunkel. Blake will take the loss. Hitting highlights for Eden Valley today. Sam Nisler, 4-for-5 with a double and a triple. Austin Schlungen, 2-for-5. Gavin Mathias, 2-for-4. Cullen Hoffman, 2-for-4. It was Cullen's hit in the bottom of the 10th inning, a walk-off single that scored the winning run for Eden Valley today. For Pearl Lake, Austin Lensmeyer, big day, 4-for-5 with a home run for Pearl Lake as Eden Valley defeats Pearl Lake in 10 innings, 9-8. Thriller over in Luxembourg today, where St. Nicholas taking on Luxembourg, and St. Nick defeats Luxembourg 4-3. 4 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for St. Nick. 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Luxembourg. Anthony Bouch on the mound for St. Nick today. He'll get the win. Relieved by Connor Lincoln and Tanner Rausch, the catcher. For Luxembourg, J.T. Haren starts on the mound. Relieved by Jake Lund in the 6th. He'll take the loss. Brady Kenning in the 8th, Reed Funenstein in the 9th, and the catcher Sam Eiten. Hitting highlights for St. Nick, Tanner Rausch had 2 hits, one of them a double. Tyler Stanwyck had 2 hits, 2 for St. Nick. And for Luxembourg, Derek Orth had a 2-run homer in the 4th inning. A final this afternoon from Luxembourg, St. Nick 4, Luxembourg 3. And Watkins at Kimball this afternoon. Watkins defeats Kimball by a score of 4-1. 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Watkins. 1 run, 6 hits, 2 errors for Kimball. Matt Geislinger on the mound will get the complete game victory today for Watkins, relieved by Lincoln Hogan, or actually the catcher was Lincoln Hogan. For Kimball, Matt Dingman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Andy Dingman in the 7th, and the catcher, Cade Marquardt. Hitting highlights for Watkins today, Nolan Geislinger was 2-for-5. And Kevin Kramer, 2-for-4. For Kimball, Brooks Marquardt was 2-for-4. A final this afternoon from Kimball, Watkins 4, Kimball 1. All right, we'll take another break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we'll look at Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Oh, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-20.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections, we truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're
your
dealer.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we are dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Stearns County League tonight. And on Friday night, my Chasm game of the week. It was at St. Martin, where Lake Henry traveled to take on the Martins. And St. Martin comes away with a 5-4 victory over Lake Henry. 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors for St. Martin. 4 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Lake Henry. Scott Leeser picks up the win for the Martins as he goes the distance, his catcher, Kyle Leeser. For Lake Henry, Carter Wessel starts. Relief by Trent Wentland in the sixth. He'll take the loss. And the catcher, Shane Campson. Hitting highlights for St. Martin. Nolan Reeder had a double, and Ryan Messer had a double. For Lake Henry, Shane Campson, 3-for-4. He had 2 doubles and a home run. Carter Wessel, 1-for-4. He had a home run. Jason Campson, 2-for-4 with a double and a home run. And Matthew Leeser was 2-for-4. So a final on Friday night, 5-4, St. Martin defeats Lake Henry. This was part of the Stearns County Classic Baseball Tournament that was held in St. Martin and Lake Henry over the weekend. All the other games were 7-inning games. St. Martin Lake Henry used this game as a league game and played 9 innings on Friday night. 5-4, St. Martin over Lake Henry. On Saturday, in the Stearns County League, Farming traveled to Richmond, and Richmond defeats Farming by a score of 6-4. 6 runs, 10 hits, 4 errors for Richmond, 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Farming. Luke Jokla starts on the mound for Richmond, relieved by Taylor Bragelman in the fifth. He'll get the win, and the catcher was Kyle Buddy. For Farming, Ethan Navratilov starts, relieved by Tyler Schrader in the seventh. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Will Mergen comes in the eighth. And the catcher was Josh Becker. Hitting highlights for Richmond, Dalton Thielen, 2-for-4 with a double. Tyler Prom was 2-for-4. And Cole Schmitz, 2-for-4. He had a home run and 4 RBIs. For Farming, Ethan Navratil was 2-for-4 and Robert Schlepper, 2-for-4. A final on Saturday had Richmond defeating Farming 6-4. On Saturday, Greenwald over at Meyer Grove, and in 8 innings, Greenwald defeats Meyer Grove by a score of 10-0. 10 runs, 14 hits, no errors for Greenwald, no runs, 2 hits, 4 errors for Meyer Grove. Grant Musho starts on the mound, will pick up the win as he strikes out 7, relieved by Ethan Edel in the 7th inning, and the catchers Tyler Thomas and Isaac Rosenberger. For Meyer Grove, Jordan Klopach starts, taking the loss, relieved by Joe Schwinghammer in the 6th. Tyler Muschel in the 8th, and the catcher, Ryan Omscheid. Hitting highlights for Greenwald on Saturday, Tyler Engelmeyer, 1-for-4. He had a 2-run homer in the 6th inning. Grant Muschel was 2-for-3 with a double. Sam Freeler, 2-for-4. Connor Anderson, 2-for-3. Max Waylogge was 2-for-2. He had a double. For Meyer Grove, Jordan Klopach and Ryan Omscheid with the only hits, as Greenwald defeats Meyer Grove in 8 innings, 10-0. On Sunday in the Stearns County League, a 7-inning ball game. El Rosa defeats New Munich today 11-0. 11 runs, 7 hits, no errors for El Rosa. No runs, no hits, and 4 errors for New Munich. Peyton Van Beck throws a complete game, no hitter today for El Rosa, striking out 16. He had one base runner today. That was via the walk. Blaine Fisher, his catcher. For New Munich, Caden Sand starts, takes the loss, relieved by Jim Toole in the third, Will Funk in the fifth, and the catcher was Logan Funk. Hitting highlights for El Rosa today, Blaine Fisher had four walks, Jackson Peter 3-for-4 with two doubles, and Derek Wiener 1-for-4. He had a two-run homer in the fourth. Nobody with more than any hits today, no hits for New Munich, as El Rosa defeats New Munich in 7 innings, 11-0. Other Sunday scores in the Stearns County League, Richmond traveling to Roscoe today, and Richmond defeats Roscoe by a score of 10-6. 10 runs, 14 hits, 3 errors for Richmond, 6 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for Roscoe. DJ Schleicher on the mound today for Richmond, picks up the win, relieved by Justin Schrader in the 6th inning, Dalton Thielen in the 7th inning, he'll get the save, and the catcher was Cole Schmitz. For Roscoe, Russell Leindecker starts, taking the loss, relieved by Josh McAdams in the 4th, Max Ottman in the 8th, and the catcher, Braden Vanderbeek. Hitting highlights for Richmond today, Dalton Thielen, 3-for-3 in the ballgame, he had 2 doubles. Tyler Prom was 2-for-4. Cole Schmitz, 2-for-4 with 2 doubles. Justin Schrader, 2-for-5. Justin had a home run and 3 RBIs. And Jack Bose was 2-for-4 for Richmond. For Roscoe, Max Ottman, 3-for-5. He had a double and a triple. Jordan Schlaper had a home run in the ballgame. Austin Pauls was 2-for-4. And Russell Leindecker, 3-for-4. A final this afternoon from Roscoe at Richmond, defeating Roscoe 10-6. That's going to do it for our scores and highlights portion of the Dick Putz Show tonight. And when we come back, we'll take a look at the week's schedule ahead, and we'll also announce where our next Chasm Game of the Week will be after these messages.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Norbco Barn Products are proudly distributed in Minnesota, and Dairyland Supply in Saxoner is your local dealer. Norbco offers a wide range of high-quality barn equipment to keep your animals happy and healthy, from freestalls, gates, ventilation, fence line feeding, and more. So if you are thinking about a barn project this spring, then give Dairyland Supply a call to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Stearns County Baseball and the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to once again support amateur baseball and the Dick Putz Show. Just like amateur baseball, West Central Sanitation is very much a part of Central Minnesota. Local, family-owned, we support the communities we serve while providing great local refuse and recycling services. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can help with any of your waste recycling needs. Call us today, 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon.
Hello, Dan Zimmerman here of Willenbring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman. You've heard me on Chasm before and probably noticed that we advertise during high school and amateur sporting events that Chasm broadcasts. We love it that Chasm covers these events, and we support them because these extra extracurricular activities show us the value of teamwork and relationships that often last a lifetime. While you think of them in sports, good teamwork and relationships are just as important in the office, and I think we've got a great crew at our law firm. If you have a legal matter that needs attention, please let our team go to work for you. Keep listening to CASB for more details.
And welcome back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM. Randy Rothstein with you tonight as we take a look at the upcoming schedule here on KASM Radio. And let's go to the Central Valley League, where my next CASM game of the week will be on Friday night at 7:30. The Cold Spring Rockies travel to Eden Valley. We'll be at Eden Valley on Friday night, June the 7th, for the Cold Spring Rockies and Eden Valley. That is the next CASM game of the week. And, of course, Eden Valley has the Fox 9 Town Ball Tour. That's coming to their home park on June the 12th, and they'll be taking on Lake Henry. Admission is free that night, and lots of fun activities going on at Eden Valley's baseball park on Wednesday, June the 12th. But, yeah, next CASM game of the week, it's Friday night, 7:30, the Cold Spring Rockies at Eden Valley. Also coming up this week in the Central Valley League, we have on Saturday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Watkins at Luxembourg. Watkins at Luxembourg on Saturday, that's at 1 o'clock. On the 9th, that's Watkins will be at St. Nick on Sunday the 9th. Watkins at St. Nick on Sunday the 9th, that's a 2 o'clock start. On the 9th, Luxembourg will be at Eden Valley. That's a 2 o'clock game, Luxembourg at Eden Valley at 2 o'clock on Sunday, June the 9th. So that's what the Central Valley League looks like. Over in the County Line League, they've got a very busy schedule coming up this week. On Friday night, Atwater at New London Spicer. Atwater at New London Spicer on Friday night. That's a 7:30 game. And then on Saturday, it'll be Regal at Norway Lake Sunbird. That's a 1:30 game. Saturday, June the 8th, Regal at Norway Lake Sunbird at 1:30. On Sunday, June the 9th, Norway Lake Sunbird at Painesville. That's a 4 o'clock game. That's Sunday, June 9th, Norway Lake Sunbird at Painesville at 4 o'clock. We'll have Atwater at Starbuck at 1:30 and New London Spicer at Regal at 1:30 on Saturday, June the 9th. Over in the Stearns County League, coming up next weekend, on Friday night, El Rosa will be at St. Martin. That game's scheduled for 8:15 on Friday night, June the 7th. And then on Sunday in the Stearns County League, 1:30 start times here, Greenwald at Lake Henry, Spring Hill at Richmond, and Roscoe at New Munich. That's going to do it. Another Dick Putt Show here on KASM Radio for a Sunday evening. Again, Joyce has recorded the Dick Putt Show, and it'll be uploaded to our CASM webpage sometime tomorrow morning by Kirby. If you want to listen to a rebroadcast of the Dick Putt Show, you certainly can. Go to mychasm.com, mychasm.com, and just go across the top. You'll see the sports tab. Click on the sports tab, and you'll see the drop-down box with Dick Putt Show listed in that drop-down box. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you, Joyce, back at our studios in Albany. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good rest of your Sunday evening.
Thank you, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putt Show. It is 65 degrees outside our CASM studios. Here's a little bit of tidbit of information that on today in 1883, the first baseball game under electric lights was played in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Regal just got their lights in this last season. I think they played first game a couple weeks ago under their lights. So this is Joyce Jansen. I am saying goodnight. Thank you, listeners, for all your requests this afternoon, and please remember our soldiers for D-Day is on Thursday, June 16th, or I'm sorry, June 6th on Thursday. So remember our fallen.
Hey, Opie, we found somebody who can sing the Opie's Gold Service Guarantee song.
Well, he can't be better than me. The Opie's Gold Service Guarantee. We arrive same day, our repair is free. See?
Yeah, great.
Or wrap it like this. The Opie's Gold Service Guarantee. We arrive same day or repair is free.
That might be too much.
Hang on, I got it. The Opie's Gold Service Guarantee. We arrive same day or repair is free.
Need your AC fixed? Call Opie's Gold. For the best in amateur baseball.
David Jonas was 2-for-4 with a double. Austin Duffner, a big day, 2-for-2. He had a 3-run homer in the 5th. He had a 2-run homer in the 7th and 5 RBIs for Duffner.
It's Chasm Radio.
Let's move safely together, Minnesota. If you're behind the wheel, slow down and watch for people walking, day or night, and stop for people crossing the road. When you're out walking, be alert.